Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. AAA projects that nearly 80 million Americans will travel more than 50 miles for the holiday, and 3.2 million people will pass through our three local airports.
This is expected to be the busiest Thanksgiving on record at the three airports, Kennedy, LaGuardia, and Newark. And Rick Cotton, the Port Authority's executive director, says Kennedy will be the worst because of all of the ongoing construction. So be sure to leave yourself extra time before your flight.
We recommend at least 3 hours, and they should also take public transportation to the airport.
Maggie flew to Kennedy Airport from Miami, and she said it was horrible. But then she, her husband, and their two young children transferred to LaGuardia Airport, and the crowd was fine, very manageable.
We are expecting to have a long line to pass the TSA and everything, yeah.
And it didn't happen.
No.
So she's adding no lines to her list of things she's grateful for this Thanksgiving. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at LaGuardia Airport.
The projected numbers nationally, some 50,000 flights are expected to take off on Tuesday alone, and the TSA is expected to screen more than 18 million passengers through next Monday. There's a Bronx family looking for answers after their loved one was shot and killed in front of his home. Police say it happened following an argument Saturday night on 233rd Street in the Wakefield section. The man's family identified him as 25-year-old Anudi Santamaria. They describe him as introverted and someone who stayed out of trouble. It's not clear what the argument was about, and no one has been arrested. City parks have been going up in flames to a certain extent due to brush fires caused by the recent drought, but the green spaces won't be getting any more money from City Hall, despite Mayor Adams announcing there was more money in the city budget than originally thought. City Council Finance Committee Chair Justin Brannon spoke to 1010 Winds.
The council predicted that there was more money there and more revenue there, and that the administration was hiding money for whatever reason. And now they've magically found the money that we knew was there in the first place.
We've reached out to the mayor's office for comment. No response yet. Last year, the Parks Department was hit with $20 million in cuts and lost hundreds of positions due to a hiring freeze, attrition, and the elimination of programs. The 16-year-old boy was stabbed at the Smith Haven Mall on Long Island last night. Police say he was trying to intervene in a dispute between a small group of people on the sidewalk outside of the food court. He was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A second teen also suffered minor injuries. Anyone with information is asked to call Suffolk Police at 1-800-220-TIPS. New York U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is calling on the federal government to provide $100 billion to boost climate resilience and address the recent fire damage.
For the wildfires, plus what happened in the fire in Hawaii, plus the flooding in places like Florida and Texas and North Carolina. So it's for all the disasters before the end of the year.
One of the biggest brush fires to destroy part of New York is the Jennings Creek Fire. That's the fire along the New York-New Jersey border between Passaic County and Orange County. It is now contained, but it burned more than 5,000 acres. A Thanksgiving Day of Service being held today at the Metropolitan Council on Jewish Poverty in Lexington Avenue. It includes a Thanksgiving food drive. The nonprofit runs the largest kosher food network in the country. The CEO, David Greenfield.
The concept is that for those of us who are fortunate enough that we don't have to think about the challenges of Thanksgiving and putting together meals, we spend the time to help people who are struggling, because that's what New Yorkers do.
The Met Council provides social services like affordable housing and benefits access to about 325,000 people a year.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.